And let's turn now to a crime that has sparked outrage in Italy. Earlier this month, the body of an Italian student was found outside Cairo in Egypt. Italians suspect Egyptian security forces were responsible. The funeral takes place today. Here's NPR's Silvia Pagioli.
28-year-old Giulio Regeni was a student from Cambridge University in England. He was doing research on independent trade unions, a touchy topic in Egypt. On January 25th, fifth anniversary of the uprising that ousted the regime of Hosni Mubarak, security in Cairo was intense. That evening, Regeni never showed up for an appointment with a friend. 9 days later, Regeni's body turned up in a ditch with what the Italian ambassador described as unequivocal marks of torture. Marco Travaglio, editor of the daily Il Fatto, points out the contradictory versions offered by Egyptian authorities.
Il direttore dell'amministrazione generale delle indagini a Giza,
the investigating official near where the body was found, says no signs of a crime but of a car accident. The Cairo prosecutor in charge of the case, Travaglio adds, spoke of knife wounds, cigarette burns, and torture, what he described as a slow death. After Regeni's body was returned to Italy, a second autopsy was carried out. Interior Minister Angelino Alfano was asked what it showed.
It was a punch in the stomach. I'm still catching my breath. An inhuman, animal-like, unacceptable violence.
Viviana Mazza, who has been reporting on the case from Cairo for the Daily Corriere della Sera, says Egyptian authorities reject suggestions their security services could be responsible.
The Egyptian government has been adamant that it's impossible that this is a case of torture because torture does not exist in Egypt.
Reporter Mazza says dozens of Egyptians, many of whom did not know Regeni, gathered for a vigil outside the Italian embassy in Cairo. They told her, Regeni suffered what many of us have suffered.
Giulio is one of us because he died, like some Egyptians unfortunately are dying nowadays.
More than 4,600 academics from across the world signed a letter saying human rights groups have long accused Egypt of practicing torture against Egyptian citizens, similar to what Regeni is said to have suffered. The letter calls for an independent probe into Regeni's death, as well as instances of forced disappearances, torture, and deaths in detention. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.